how they got it.
Heights.
It's got about six bedrooms. Well, it did have, not about, it's got six bedrooms. But I mean, some of them are built in the roof.
Rough.
Well, I don't think the roof's got enough to sort of support it.
A bit amateurish, is it? We're all... Nobody knows what we're talking about, right?
It's too far away anyway. But I'm just saying that is... I don't think it's worth 55.
It won't come down.
Where's that?
It's worth 7.
Being an old
place,
I know you. Do you know anybody that sort of... Do you know Happy Bottom?
Yes, I was born there.
Honest?
Yeah, I was born in Pine Road.
Me and Gemma and Jay went for a walk yesterday. So Peter Geese.
Lovely down there.
Peter Geese is Gemma.
I said. Little pub.
Yeah, and yeah, I know. So it took some bread down and we went up to this gate where the geese were sort of quite a way away. And Gemma said, you wait there with Jay. And I'll try and get the geese to come up, you see. So then she went and fed, put some bread there because it came awful dim. And she's tired this boat. A man's voice going, hello, because it's all not made up old sheds, you know, all sort of real ramshackly sort of places.
It's going away.
She couldn't make out what sort of shed he was in. And she said, oh, do you mind me feeding the geese? He said, oh, no. He said, come and see my back. So Gemma called to us, obviously, she was going to go in this, and he was a huge fat bloke with a growth of, whiskers there with these great big waterproof trousers on, all this mud. And we went in the scene, this is at Happy Bottom.
They're
went into this really dirty old shed.
Oh, awful.
He had a goat in there, but there's another gate going out to the run of the chicken, you know, and the bantams and all that. So we soon sort of made our way out through there, and this old boy who's so fresh. I imagine he'd been around for years, but we didn't know what his name was. So he was there, of course, he soon picked up us calling, like I was calling Gemma, Gemma and Jade, and so he is going, calling them by their names then. So then Gemma said, have you got any grandchildren? Oh no, I'm not the marrying kind at all, I wonder why. And he had ducks and bantams and, you know, but it was all sorts of
that's not mogs, is it?
So I wondered if he reckoned he lived at the corner of something. Gemma asked
where he lived.
I said, I reckon he lived one of those sheds.
When you go along, just before you turn around, as if they're going down towards Lambs Green, there's two pairs of semi-detached. I was born in one of the semi-detached, but I don't know which one it was. It must have been one of the, not the first or the fourth, it must have been one of those two in the middle, but I'm not sure which one it was.
Yeah,
so it was two when we left there. There's just two pairs of
Happy Bottom.
No, Pine Road leads to Happy Bottom.
Is that Happy Bottom,
Bottom
where Lambs Green is?
No.
No, it's all Pine Road leads
to Happy Bottom.
Just past that little church on the main road near Gemma's. You walk down this sort of, go through some woods, and this is how we ended up where these geese were. Because a neighbour told her where they were, that the ladder was there.
You see, that was all school when I was a kid, because we went to school in the chapel for part of the war. I mean, you know where the concentration camp was, do you, where the Italians were?
No.
Well, I'd have to go walk around there one day and see if we can find this old man. There was a concentration camp for the Italians, and they were really smashing to us kids.
That's where my dad was, and they made my
mother. I didn't know your dad was Italian.
Well, you'd never guess, Mark. I mean, no, he was out there, and he used to have to go and patrol them occasionally.
They were really, as far as we were concerned.
And one prisoner made Mum a beautiful wooden ironing board.
Yeah, they used to make baskets, baskets. Yeah.
She was absolutely thrilled. She used it for years.
You could get anything you want.
Lovely it was.
And the day, B-Day, you could hear them all cheering at it. It was lovely, you know.
I mean, during the war, we did quite well with the black Americans because they were stationed at the towers.
And they used to give us kids chocolates. And I had a special friend, Charlie, and Dad used to get so cross and make it my kind of chocolate. But I was only a kid, I didn't know. And he said, one of these days, he said he wanted to come and see your mother. Well, I couldn't see why he couldn't come home and see.
He was
a
GI, was he?
That
won't
do you
anything.
Won't affect your
sling. No, not at all. Slimming? See what
she's
put away today.
Oh, no, that's yours. Yeah.
Cheers.
You haven't told Albert you're slimming, have you?
I haven't.
should open up. We've got a packed in today.
And isn't Simone's face altering? She's getting real
fatter.
No. No, she's not. She's getting a grown up face.
Yeah, she's got an experienced face.
You are grown up now, aren't you? Well, she's 15 coming on 16, isn't she?
She's got a national.
Could be 16 coming on 17.
My insurance
number.
Oh, you've got a national insurance number now.
I said, right, I have to work for you, my girl.
Oh, she's good in there.
Saturdays and holidays.
And there you'll get yours on your pension book this year. Because half the old girls, when they say, well, I want your national insurance number. Now, where it is, that's it. It's on your pension book. Is it? I didn't know.
I know, mine off by her.
Do you?
National insurance. Do you?
No, the medical number
is. Do you?
Do you?
WLMB 1924.
WKTA
2133. Well, I gave Dad his to take the hospital.
How is he at the moment, Mum?
What time are you getting up now? It's quite a nice day today.
Well, yes. When I got up this morning, I nearly died. I got up about 5:20 to 11 and the curtains were still drawn and I thought, oh my god. So I opened the door and I was so pleased when he answered, you know. Just the right time because he decided he can't get in the bath anymore. But that's not a problem. I said to him yesterday, sure you're important little places and I'll just rest, you know. So when I got out this morning, he's still in his pyjamas, but he done quite well. All he wanted me to do was wash his face.
Do you want some more drink?
He wasn't too bad, but he's on Sertraline jail all the time.
No, they're all right, Phil.
But with a bit of luck, we'll know tomorrow.
They're all okay.
Oh, yes, the results are
excellent. How's you, Bill? All right. No, thank you, darling. No,
yeah, not bad. Well, wasn't quite as bad as Dave's mum today, then.
Oh,
no. G's nail clippers on. Yeah. I used them on Dave's mum's fingernails today.
She went, oh, no, don't. I thought, Jesus, keep your hands still.
Don't they? When they get old, they're all sort of.
Yeah,
they're
filed
and
down.
Thick and sort of. That's what I said. I said to him, all the, you know, it's.
I was just saying, I washed a pair of black feet the other day and I felt, my god, the tails are going to drop off in a minute.
Oh gosh, really?
I really was that.
What, they were that black?
What, you think it was kangaroo? Oh my god.
Did
you put Dettol in the water?
The tails are going to come off in a minute.
Oh, how awful. It's
been late for
I'll collapse if you do.
It'll be awful, won't it? Oh.
Did you win to market?
Yeah,
absolutely. The biggest gone to market.
This one is now a sausage.
You don't feel nothing though. No, of course they can't feel it, can they? Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's going to come off in a minute.
So you're
talking about
toenails. We've got this old boy that comes in the office. He told us he had cancer and he looks all yellow and horrible. And I said to Jordan, you know, you've got to remember these things. If anything happens to them,
yeah.
I know it's hard to accept at the time, but, you know, it must be awful, mustn't it?
There's one in her 70s, isn't there? She's got one in her 70s, I do, and she's got the body of a young girl.
Yeah.
She's got a lovely body. She's a lovely body.
So right.
Beautiful.
Got a lot of it.
You know, it's really nice. She's a lovely body.
Well, no, she used to ask my aunt what she used to wash. Because her
wrinkles.
Skin was lovely.
A young body.
That's strange.
No wrinkles on the body at all. And totally firm breasts and, you know.
Probably haven't been in the sun at all.
Absolutely lovely body.
Well,
Aunt beautiful
Ethel's
body.
In her 70s and you see her learn just a towel from her. Right? She doesn't wear a strapless anything.
Mm. Nice
looks
bust.
Really good.
Really
yeah,
really
but I bet it's because she's a little bit plump.
Yeah, but she's firm. Mark, all the way. No, no firmness, no wrinkles.
She's no wrinkles and sags or anything. Everything about her is her, you know.
She's on the phone today, isn't she?
Yeah, she came on the phone.
I looked at her, she's got a better body than I've got.
Rang up. So I got to ring her Wednesday.
Because if you manage to stay the same size all your life, it should be all right, I suppose. But if when you go up and down,
it's when you go up and down. Yeah,
you're all right, aren't you?
It's when you
don't have to worry about
it's
it.
When you go up and up,
rock,
you worry.
Jeans on the first day.
Well, so
I'm not lifting my jumper up. So. You see the state of the skirt. I've just about got it.
But you came in the room that day when I got sunburned. You thought that you'd been cheated, didn't you?
Oh, I know I've been cheated.
Just so not shouldn't throw it over my shoulder.
Didn't you ever stay bigger after you had the boy, Cecil?
No,
because I was nearly flat as a pancake until I had her, and I've never lost an inch off my nuts.
No, oh, when I was at, yeah, when I was sort of feeding them off, best I've ever been.
Yeah. I've never fed her.
They went back.
I never fed
when
her.
When they first sort of lost
went
it, sort of
very
touch me
waist.
A little bit I had.
Nope. I came back. Straight up, I stayed there. Never lost an inch.
Didn't you?
Nope. I was a 32A. When the day I got married, I was 32AA. You know, the very flat one.
Yeah.
And then I went up to a 34B. And I've been 34B ever since I've been there. I never went down again. I think
well,
it's because I didn't feed, I kept it.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you're a bit of good
yeah.
somewhere, ever.
It has, isn't it? And now I think to myself, well, an inch off wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to go back to a 32 again. Not really. Not as big as I am down here, because you wouldn't look right, would you?
I'm bottom heavy.
Yeah,
to
so
the
am I, Phil.
Can you just imagine anyone like,
what's
your
name?
Well,
I was young, I
don't Dolly Parton, though.
Oh.
I mean, that's self-inflicted too, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it is.
Sounds very nice,
isn't
it?
It is, isn't
it?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Why, can you imagine anybody trying to do that?
No.
Must be. I think she could almost fall over all the time.
But
you would never get
out,
would
you? You know, this
is
a
good
thing.
Yes,
isn't it? Because I kept thinking about Pammy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know they're back?
Are they
back?
Back,
all right.
Yeah.
I knew they were supposed to be back.
Quick to me, but it's probably
last weekend, wasn't it?
I think it was this week.
They
came
round. Was it? I thought it was last week.
Seven
or
weeks.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
Well, it's 7 weeks last Thursday. It's 8 weeks.
Sunday.
Oh, this
yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah.
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 Nice.
They went
to
27, didn't they?
That's
just
what it's
And.
He doesn't look exceptionally brown though.
We go out
the
day of
the
monologue
from
the tree.
We'll do it,
it's
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Across the bay,
isn't it?
A real deep
yeah. We're going, isn't it?
Is it?
A Sunday, because
yeah.
The first
nice,
was on the Monday.
That's
Monday.
Right, yes, yes.
We come back on the 30th.
Yeah, we go out
the
day of the Monaco. Have you?
Yeah,
oh,
so I took quite, I hope they've got the right day.
We're getting on with it then.
We go out the day of the Monaco from the tree.
Just got to get
there. Oh dear.
What day do you go then?
Day of the Monaco Grand
on
Prix.
Day's
Bob,
birthday. On day's
birthday.
On the 31st. Yeah.
Do you?
I've got a bit of a diary as I wrote it in my diary. I got day's birthday.
Oh,
you're
getting
that
holiday.
Yeah, my
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right then.
Because that's got to be weeks now, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Way
off
April,
to Margaret.
May.
Think of me
nice.
While you're over there doing my GCSEs, please.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've had my
exam
timetable.
Right.
No,
it's
I would say
dreadful.
Let's see how many paydays I got.
Yeah, because
yeah,
we're
right.
Not to the end of February.
Yeah.
14. Where are you going?
It doesn't take long, does it?
No.
It's between these.
No, don't do that, please.
Right. It
won't
fly by.
It won't.
Quick
it won't.
Well, look,
I did
so when do you start? What date did
yeah.
you start?
The 18th. I've got my orders on the 18th, 19th and 20th.
Of May?
Yeah, then I get half term for a week. And then my extra exams start.
As I said to you, you've had this half term off. From now on, from tomorrow, she's got to start.
My first exam,
yeah.
I've got, is June the 4th. And I've got two on the 4th, one on the 10th and one on the 11th so
you've
far.
Got your orals in May?
Yeah, May the 18th, 19th and 20th. I probably will have my French actual ones in May. So
you've got to start.
Just that we haven't had the
now.
NEA ones back. We've had the Southern Examining Group in the
Isn't that clear?
Is that Tio Pepe?
No, sure.
Very
But isn't it clear though? I
yeah.
Don't.
Is it very dry? Exceptionally dry.
Try the sweet one.
She can't remember
try
what the last one tastes like.
Sweet but brown, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah, it's like it's very dry. It's quite nice actually.
This one here has nearly dropped the whole of my cough particulars on her own.
It's disgusting.
Not on my own. Who joined me?
5-2.
Who gave you a crop particular? Or did you buy it?
No, she didn't. I bought it.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can't say
no,
anything.
No, yeah, Dad did.
Dad did.
Dad did off my elbow. You bought the Shinzano.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Yeah, got it wrong. Got the other one. Well, you and I have a
little bit of a trip. What was this trip? Nigger Fun of the
Park. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. I was at Miles Road.
Were you?
Until Friday.
I went back in the Phantom of the Opera.
There was a station
that
arrived.
Oh, no.
There was all the mail.
I haven't seen you for a bit, you know.
Piled on it for Friday.
I don't know if
Barbara's
turning. She
wanted
Friday.
To do it.
Well, sorry, you
were here. Yeah. I said, can I wish I had a day off as well?
You never heard anything from, what's his name, Robbie, about going up to London, did you?
No, it's all right.
Not a word.
Not a word.
But you said he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Who told me you'd gone to work for a different firm then? I thought it was you.
No, he and the other bloke are still there. The child tried to cause the trouble has left. Yeah, he's still there.
I was going to say, somebody told me that he'd left and I thought it was you because nobody else would have told me.
No, he's still there.
I got it gone then. Yeah, it could have been me, Mel. Could have easily been me.
Do you think you'd better aim for the winter now?
Autumn time.
Let me tell you what's happened there, so you all know what's on, and then you'll understand a bit better. The coach was burnt out down in Freeport a few months ago, and the police took him in. No, but it's October. Police took him in that night, so he burnt it out himself. But it's taken all this time, it's gone to court and all the rest of it, and they haven't got a case. So they couldn't do anything in the meantime.
Well,
they didn't. The bank sort of wouldn't let them have any extra money or anything like that. They're trying to get somewhere now with the police, but it's not been passed anywhere. But the best of it is a bloke who sort of said, apparently one of the blokes that were working for him said that he'd overheard them saying they were going to burn the coach out. And as this chap said, the one that took us that night, he said there was no point in him doing it because he didn't have the coaches insured for enough.
No.
He took this bloke in, he didn't have a job, isn't it mean? And he had the, it was quite a kerfuffle going on.
Did this chap do it?
I don't know who did it.
No.
They tried to make it Jim had done his own coach, the one that took us over there.
Yeah.
But they let him go off on holiday in the end. It was the night before they went on holiday.
It's pathetic now, really. I mean, I can understand it in this day and age, people trying to
get their money back.
Yeah, get their money through the insurance.
I suppose what it really amounts to is probably someone who's in the same line of business and they're trying to get the rest away, aren't they?
But it's a nasty thing to do.
Iris, been here all night without your red book. Wait for me to come over.
It's all right, Ken.
This is your life.
Right?
Yeah,
this is your more than a number in her little.
I tell you what, Dave's got his hair chopped off pretty well, hasn't he?
I've done it.
Yeah, I saw it last week.
I couldn't have taken it a lot shorter, otherwise he would have complained. His ears would show into a mic.
Like that.
If he won't sit there very often, Mark, then I'm afraid I do it.
Which is the last time I did Geordie's was the day when I was in Newcastle.
Well, it's Mr. Geordie's, so he goes out at 12 o'clock on that Sunday and doesn't get in here
4 to 4.
Well, I'm out with him.
Oh, there you are, see?
Poor old Adam, he's got to be there, haven't you, for taxi?
It's about £8,
love. Well, you've had that.
I've had that.
Yeah, that's all about. This is your life.
No.
Not now. Hang on, Ken.
Just in for to find out who.
3rd or 4th of March.
Yeah. So who are this bloke?
So that'll be not this week. So that's next week.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We usually watch this.
That was mine.
Yeah.
We don't usually watch it, but
I can put the hands in my eye now.
You can.
There's nobody going to
watch it. On the Saturday night.
But it's usually on. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
You
don't think you're wasting a few people's ears in there, do you? Unless it's not boring, then we look sort of on the other side. But some people have got PYTV on, don't they, all the time until
they... Do you watch Noel Edmonds?
Do you know what's coming on?
No, it's Mrs. Tredwick's. She was very friendly with this woman's mother. But the daughter still keeps in touch with her. And she's just written to her to say that today on This Is Your Life on the 3rd or 4th of March, whatever it is.
Oh.
And her son-in-law is an actor, but Mrs. doesn't know who he is, what his name is. So she's written and told her whereabouts she's sitting and everything, so...
Okay.
Does she watch
Usually, but she will be there now.
She'll remember, yeah, she'll get a reminder right. again.
Yeah, oh, she'll remember, yeah.
I think I saw you with her Wednesday.
You probably did, yeah.
I was. Oh, that looks like Sylvie's little car. I was waiting for that.
Were
I
you?
Oh, there's a little woman in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She can hardly see
out,
can she?
No.
Yeah.
I saw you Wednesday, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right.
Does anyone watch Noel Edmonds on a Saturday night?
I watched
I
it
where he did Timmy Mallet up onwards.
You know when they go around to people's houses?
I didn't see it because I fell asleep. I saw, we had it on and we fell asleep, yeah.
What, you've got to guess whose house it is?
What were they
no,
doing?
They go there, you know, it might be your living room. They just got to call
out. Oh, yeah. Room. With those... swimmers where those two women put peg on their nose and had their swimming hats on and was doing the aqua swimming in the lake.
No.
Apparently they often do this, and of course they sort of went into their home and got her to do it with their friend, and they sort of put the pegs on their noses and have these sort of rubber hats on with roses, you know, like they do, and they sort of pretend they're sort of swimming. Yeah.
What, well, last night it was a woman, you know, she was just sat there with the trousers on, she was sat like this.
And they said that they came
into us and moved. Yeah, and they sort of say something. You know, like, they
would,
I could forget, and
there's
silver
bags
and
she was. They did that some person last week. Tell you. Okay. His wife set him up. Because he's been so nice to everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, they had Lonely
Ponies
in. Yeah. That's the one.
He hated fat people.
Yeah. They hated fat people.
They all sat on him, didn't they?
He hated the gunge bit as well. And that woman out in the garden and they put the gunge on it as well. Was it?
Does anybody else know what's happening on March the 2nd?
Oh, yes, there's a strange advert I saw in the week. It was some.
I haven't seen it.
It was something about March the 2nd. It was just this clip. And then it goes.
It's pancake day, is it?
No, this is the Monday. This is the 2nd.
Monday.
Oh, it's the Monday.
Tuesday's the 3rd. And except it's find out all you want to know on March 2nd. And this came up about 3 times. And it hasn't been on since. Yeah.
Because I've got it Friday. Oh, look at the adverts. Never mind the programmes, look at the adverts.
Yeah, it really puzzles me.
No, I haven't seen that.
I have to watch it on March 2nd.
Yeah. So something's obviously happening.
Yeah.
But she hasn't found out what.
It was just a clip and then it had... It's rather like the Body Shop symbol, but it's not the Body Shop symbol. It, you know their green symbol with the black in it? Well, it's green and it's got cream in it, but it's not the exact symbol of the Body Shop. It's a bit different. It's weird. It's just really puzzling me. I don't know what it is.
You want to put it on the table? Oh, just put it on the table and leave it. Put it on the table and leave it. Yeah. As though you're packing it away.
Okay.
Oh, went like hell then, didn't I? You know, it's new gone on the when we get home or not?
Thank you. You might be able to upset Bob.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't run it up. That's no problem at all. I can do that very easily.
You can't be
going
any earlier enough for that, will
he? He goes on number one, doesn't he?
Ah, but Neil flash here.
No, come and go on.
Pretty good
there. You were a rival player there, were you?
No, I didn't play there.
Out of the two at the moment, I would say
Lee should be in there.
But
the
same as last year. Scott Cummins is number 38. No, but I've seen him in there. He's not the player.
No, he's not. But it's the same as Lee.
Yeah, but he's been playing against a good player, isn't he?
But look at Lee last week.
Two good players.
He was up against an Indian, and he was
running out. Yeah, but he still didn't get out. He didn't play very well.
If in the end, all three legs have got down next to no top. When they won't be level eight.
That's the same as Lee even playing as one.
See, that second leg, they must have had six throws to get out. And that was, and they were two good dark.
They both each other was a good guard. You play four singles.
four singles and two doubles.
I think when you're playing,
I never hit the big
stuff. Then you know you're away. I mean, they all should be doubles anyway.
I
mean, they go with six or eight players, and that's six or eight there. They ain't going to put anybody else in.
If you're going to win the league, Brian was saying, he said, if you're going to win the league, you should do one of them. He said he should play his best buddies six or seven. And that's it, he said.
If you're going to win, you've got to play your best six and singles, and they come back to the doubles.
That's right, you've got to, but let me say, we're not bothered.
Unless you win, and then you get the rest of the game.
See, we're not bothered. I mean, we're not that bothered,
really.
Because
you know you won bloody winning.
No, well,
we could win.
I mean, the last two or three weeks, we've won on that game.
Claire and sister too.
Oh, no, that Claire. Oh, right. Atkinson. She really
really, really tough. I hate your hard gun. Oh, she hardly ever gives me back. I had chose me 20p still, and she, I've given up, you know, asking for it. It takes a lot.
Yeah, £1 in chest. You know, give me that book.
I just give up because I mean, it's not like 20p. It's not worth a
half. Yes, it is. No, it's not the money.
20p can buy you 21p shoes.
Invested in a bank can get you another 3p by the end of the year if you're very, very lucky.
No, but it's not the money, it's just the principle of it. She didn't, I mean, if she'd offered it back to me, I would have said, no, you keep it, but she didn't. She couldn't even bother about it. She goes, oh, I've got the money, but I want to get my lunch, and you can't have it unless I feel like giving it to you. Just go away. Oh, it's just annoying.
Where's the clock?
The clock has disappeared. Oh, there it is.
Where's the other ones on the filing cabinet?
What time is it?
Why are they taking them down? I don't know.
Have they got batteries in?
No, they haven't. Look,
the pointless whispering, right. It can hear you no matter how low or quiet.
Yeah, well, I rely on those clocks, you know.
Yeah, me
sit
too,
there
me.
In history looking at them, willing it to be 12:35. Come on, 5 minutes. Please!
I do that
please! Oh, I love jogging. I don't mind.
Oh, Janine, you hate that every single lesson. You've got my nerves. We've got this coursework now, and I don't want to do it all for the statistics.
Oh, at least you don't have scatter graphs. I don't even know what it is.
That's a experiment in there.
Oh, no, we don't have to use that, do we?
Yeah, we do.
What? The chairman.
No.
Well, I wasn't hearing it.
No. I couldn't remember which 10 it was. I both sent Deutsch Heute, but I couldn't remember which 10 we had to learn. I don't know. I thought it was the lesson. I thought it was lesson.
It is lesson. That's the bottom of that list. It's
developed.
I think it starts
with Fallon.
Oh, I see. Or something like
you sure it goes down to lesson? Because I got lesson in 10 others, 9 others.
It starts. It went on from there. The last word is lesson.
Well, I wouldn't know because I was away, so I didn't have to do it.
The first exam is HE.
No, the first exam is for you all.
Last exam.
Yeah, last is the last exam.
That's the
exam.
When's your HE?
It's the 21st.
Come on, we better go.
Robin Hood and his merry men, heard by the bad, by the good, Robin Hood,
Robin Hood, the world.
Robin Hood.
No, I love
Robin Hood, Robin Hood could be in a mix.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, spies for
a bit. Does he return back to Sherwood, or to Sherwood?
Oh no, I love Shakespeare's sister song, Stay.
Yeah.
I love that though. No, what's the
You better hope and pray that but you make it safe, but do you wrong one?
I love that. And the bit when she's all her hair, you know, all kind of twisted and curled and dark. And then she licks her lips a little bit. It's good. Because the video's been banned in Germany.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like demonic, yeah.
Been banned.
Yeah, because you know she's about to be like the devil. Yeah. It's like demonic. They don't like it, so they banned it in Germany.
Can you believe
it's
it?
It's pathetic. I want to get... what's their... Ramona Lee yours.
Yeah. My dad is a bloody title, Ramona Lee yours.
Well, they saw it advertised on... They saw it advertised on the television. You looked at them.
This bloody world coming to me, Ramona Lee. What stupid titles that have.
It's original, unique, you mean?
Yeah.
It's really different.
Like Seal by Seal.
He's got one now. Is it Violet or Violent?
I don't know. I haven't heard
it. It's supposed to be like just a simple ballad.
Oh, I found my poem. Okay. The one that I thought my dad thrown in the bin.
Which one?
About the poem that we did over the phone.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, I found it.
I've still got it. It's up on my board, I think. I mean, wait, a real change around in my bedroom. Change it around. It was really boring, so still a bit boring now. I can do anything else. Kind of towns are like that.
How unusual.
Unless that's their stuff there.
It's their stuff.
They've got. Oh, they've both got some.
Oh, dear. It's part of the bill that Claire and I can provide up for the HSS.
Really? She's got a bill.
She bought three of them.
Loads of stuff she bought in there. I spent £55 last week and I don't know what on.
Right!
I went out with £55, well I went out with £20 first of all, £30, and then I had a £1,000 on it. I don't know what I spent it on.
To get my look back in anger. Well, it doesn't surprise me that you forgot it, Claire.
Huh?
It doesn't surprise me that you forgot it.
Richard's 16 group, and he told me that if he gave me the phone number, I could do it too, but I didn't know.
What group?
He said that she was looking around for someone else. You can believe when he came and said that he came up and he just goes on.
Trina, I believe that you are not so far behind everyone else.
Right.
You, Trina, are just stupid.
Come on, Trina,
we all get completely snagged off.
She goes,
you know? Three times
Trina's ignored it.
It really infuriates me. I didn't even get the chance to pick up the
best. Oh, yes, like it's some terrible affliction.
How many's that?
Like one, and she goes, no, in England we are not allowed to take animals back, you know.
doesn't matter.
Goes, yeah. Would you like one? But we can't take them back. He goes, oh, that's all right, you can have it tonight.
My aunt's got a really load of really good tales that she's had, you know, it's really amazing. Not very. Well, I suppose.
What I like is my sister talking. It's fun that can be had out of conning your little brother. My sister, you know when what's it called? The Crystal Maze.
Yeah.
When one of those places, they have to edge along this rope over the boiling water that's bubbling up. My sister convinces my brother it's sulfuric acid. And that once somebody fell in and dissolved away to just a skeleton with putrefied flesh hanging off. And she said, you don't get to see it because they edited out because it's not very nice for people having to watch folk dissolve.
How old your brother?
He's 9 now.
9!
He's almost 20.
Jeff. Oh, time.
Mr. Wolf.
Podcast.
Twitter.
Well, at least you two will be on Sunday.
Oh dear. That is me, when I was a brown, my first brownie camp, went to Maui to eat everything, okay? And we always offered the last of everything. And we had a game, we used to switch. We used to convince ourselves it would work. The switch, this little tube at the back of our chair to switch it on. And all the food that we ate used to go to starving in Africa. We used to convince ourselves it would happen. It's about bad. I think I was about, how old are you when you're brownie?
7 to 7.
7 years old.
Aww.
I know, 7 years old.
Seven.
I've got my picture.
I still actually have one of those pom-pom hats.
Yeah, I hated them.
Well, I liked mine. It suited me.
Gave you a little bit more height, Dawn.
Made you look like a pixie.
It flopped, actually. It used to flop down.
It's a pixie. Oh, no.
Because I used to take it by the little pom-pom bit. You swing it around, you know, you put things inside it and use it like a cat.
I went through two hats because I kept picking the pom-pom off.